A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Ah, the Lone Ranger, long and iconic fictional hero taming the Wild West with his trusty Indian guide, Tonto. Disney's newest version is an action comedy that opens tomorrow with Johnny Depp playing the role of Tonto. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco traveled to the capital of the Comanche Nation to meet up with Depp and get his thoughts on playing the character and also about Hollywood stereotypes of Native Americans.
Tonto has always been the Lone Ranger's sidekick, the faithful Indian companion who helps the white man fight bad guys, speaking in Pidgin English.
Maybe him talk Sioux Indian language.
Tonto made his first appearance on the radio in the 1930s, voiced by a non-Native American actor, John Todd. In the series, Westerners face down what they call redskins and savages, and trusty Tonto is always on hand to interpret the smoke signals.
Sioux Indian dangerous, but Crow Indian friendly.
Beginning in 1949, in films and on TV, Tonto was played by Jay Silverhills, an actor who in real life was the son of a Canadian Mohawk tribal chief.
You came Osabe. Me, Tonto. Now me take care of you.
You know, it was entertainment, pure entertainment.
Actor Johnny Depp helped create Tonto's character for the new movie.
Even at the ripe old age of 5 or 6, you know, 7 years old watching that on TV, I had the very distinct feeling that there was something very wrong and that Tonto never deserved to be called a sidekick.
In Lawton, Oklahoma, to promote the movie to the Comanche Nation, Depp talked about playing Tonto as the Lone Ranger's equal partner.
In my own small way, it was my way of trying to, you know, at least attempt to right the wrongs of what have been done with regards to the representation of Native Americans in cinema.
His Tonto is a deadpan spirit warrior from the Comanche tribe.
There come a time, Kimosabe. One good man must wear a mask.
This Tonto is first seen in a sideshow diorama labeled Noble Savage. Depp says the character is meant to be humorous. The Lone Ranger even kids him about the word Tonto, meaning dummy in Spanish.
From the great beyond, a vision told me a great warrior and spirit walker would help me on my quest. I would have preferred someone else, but who am I to question the great father?
Back in the 1950s, Jay Silverhill's Tonto was calm and stoic, wore his hair in a braid, a headband, and a buckskin vest. But Depp's new Tonto is tattooed and shirtless. His face is painted white with 4 black stripes, and on top of his head sits a dead black crow. Depp says he took the look from a painting by Kirby Sattler he found on the internet.
There was a bird flying behind the guy's head, the warrior's head, and I thought, wow, that's amazing, the bird. Oh, he's not on his head. He should be on his head, you know, as an extension of himself or as a spirit guide.
Depp says he was born in Kentucky, where his great-grandparents told him the family had Cherokee blood.
There could have been Cherokee, could have been Creek, maybe Choctaw, I don't know, you know. I was always told that growing up, and it was something I felt very proud to have.
For months, Depp and Disney labored to court Native Americans. The studio gave proceeds of the movie's world premiere to the American Indian College Fund, and Depp donated money to a Navajo reservation. During production, a local Navajo elder blessed the set in Monument Valley. And in Santa Fe, social activist LaDonna Harris adopted Depp as an honorary son and member of the Comanche tribe.
So we gave his Comanche name, a shapeshifter. He's someone who can change into all these different things he plays, from a Caribbean pirate to a Comanche. So that was fun.
In Lawton, Oklahoma, the chairman of the Comanche Nation, Wallace Coffey, welcomed Depp to a special screening of The Lone Ranger for tribal members. Outside the theater, festival dancers greeted Depp on a red carpet blessed by tribal elders. The Comanches who got free tickets to the screening seemed starstruck. After the film ended, Kimberly DeJesus and Anthony Manassi gushed about Johnny Depp.
I thought he did a perfect job as Tonto. He was phenomenal. I was speechless the whole time.
They didn't put us down or didn't make fun of us in any kind of way, so it was real. That was nice.
But Disney's spin doesn't convince Kiowa tribe member Hanega Gama. Frankly, the UCLA professor is offended. He says Johnny Depp joins a long list of white actors playing Native Americans in the movies, including Burt Lancaster, Robert Taylor, Audrey Hepburn, and Burt Reynolds.
He could have, had he wanted to, cast himself as the Lone Ranger and put a qualified, capable American Indian actor, of whom there are quite a few now, in the role of Tonto.
Gigama, the former director of UCLA's American Indian Studies program, doesn't like the way Johnny Depp's Tonto talks.
Monosyllabic, stuttering, uttering, Hollywood Indian speak.
And he doesn't like the new Tonto's new getup either.
We've got Johnny Depp with a taxidermied crow on top of his head and painted to the nth degree, and he looks like a gothic freak.
Giagama says no authentic Native American goes around wearing war paint outside of ceremonial powwows, certainly not day and night in the Wild West frontier land.
It's a major setback for the Native American image in the world. That's how millions of people will think American Indians are now.
In the 1990s, Disney called on Giagama as a consultant for its two animated Pocahontas movies. He advised the filmmakers how to authentically present 17th century American Indian life. Giagama says he's surprised Disney would turn around and present old cliches with this new film. But for his part, Johnny Depp defends his Tonto, saying he was hoping to turn the stereotype on its head.
It's a very strange notion, but it occurred to me that in a weird way, certain cliches must be embraced for a millisecond to have the audience understand. Just for that millisecond, I presented Tonto with, I hope, you know, a dignity and a pride, and with respect.
With its $215 million new take on Tonto, Disney is hoping to rope in all kinds of audiences to watch on one of the biggest movie holidays of the year. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Like a fiery horse with the speed of light, this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montagne.